Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one. We cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. All right, welcome back to episode number 49 of the No Bad Days podcast. After a two-week hiatus, we are back in action, fresh off a trip to the Sunshine State for the second time in a month. I'm joined here, as always, by Johnny Pace. How's it going?
What's up, buddy? I like the word hiatus. That was
That's a big word. I just looked up in my thesaurus before I logged on here.
What's another word for hiatus?
Synonym for hiatus, break.
We'll just
vacation,
go with
vacation.
Yeah.
I'm also joined by Lawson McDonald this week. I didn't introduce Jordal there. Sorry, Jordal. I kind of
missed Jordal, but yeah, I can't believe it's been 49 episodes. Yeah. So I was on the first one, right?
Over a year ago, Lawson, you were on the same podcast.
Well, good for you guys. That's 49 episodes you've been through. I think most fail after 10 or something.
Yeah, I think the average is 7, we said off the start. So we made it, I don't know what the math is on that, but
7.
The average podcast lasts 7 episodes.
Yeah.
You made it 7 times that, right? That's 49.
Is it?
Yeah, that is 7 times.
I think so, yeah.
Hey, perfect. That's, there you go. I don't know my times tables too well. I guess I could turn this calculator out. Let me just check that. 7 times 7. Oh, yeah. 7 times 7 is 49, boys. We did it. All right. And also joined by Jordo, who's having a quick after skate snack. How's it going, dude?
Pretty good. Just eating, boys. I'm eating a couple of meatballs, a little bit of rice.
Yeah, I get the protein, get the carbs.
Yeah, protein, carbs. What about healthy fats? You had any healthy fats today?
I don't even know what those are.
Like drinking a Pepsi. Avocado. Peanuts.
What about Pepsi?
Pepsi was like kind of, yeah.
Saturated. Healthy fat?
Lawson, what are good fats saturated or are they unsaturated? I can't remember.
Unsaturated. Yeah.
What about, so what's trans fat then?
Trans fat? Then you're talking chemistry. Don't throw that on me right now. Those are hydrogen bonds we're talking about.
Yeah, so high. Yeah.
Trans fat's the worst, though. Those are the ones that are like in chips and like all like the processed food. That's like hands off that.
Yeah, chips are bad, boys. So when they say no trans fat, that means they're healthy.
What's that?
When the chips bag says no trans fat, that means they're healthy then, right?
Healthier, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Anyways, we just got back from Florida, boys, and we have Lawson on here who was we'll say working harder than the rest of us in Florida. So let's just go over a quick recap. How was everyone's travel experiences down to Florida? I know Lawson, you had a little different of a route, so we'll get into that after. So we'll go with Johnny first. I traveled with you, so you can speak for both of us.
It started off a little tough. I was coming pretty hot off a wedding Sunday morning. Probably got solid 3.5 hours of sleep. Drove to the airport. Made it through security in about 2 minutes, and then waited in a nice hour and 45-minute customs line with UTAV.
Yeah, that was brutal. Wonderful.
And then when I got to the front, usually like going in the States, like they say you got a visa, like it's pretty easy going. Sometimes they're a little rude, not gonna lie. Going into the American side there, they kind of grill you a little bit more than the Canadian side that does, I find.
Yeah.
But but this lady, she goes, hey, like, where's your student visa? I'm like, I don't have it because I'm not going to school, so like I don't really need it, right? And then she goes, oh, like, why not? Well, I'm going to Florida. I go to school in Wisconsin. And she goes, well, you know, that's pretty, you know, not smart to travel like without it. And then she goes, you better not be doing any schoolwork down there or else you could get in big trouble. And then I made a joke. I was like, well, I don't really do schoolwork when I'm at school anyway, so don't worry about that. And she didn't like that one too much. But so I kind of got held up there for a little bit, but
we got through the gate. She didn't like it. You told a customs agent not to worry about something. I wonder how that would go over if you just said, yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, it's like, fuck, like crack a smile. You know what I mean?
Do you have anything to declare here at the border? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, that's a lot different than like, because no, you legally don't need it unless you're going to school.
Oh, I know what you mean.
I thought she was being pretty unreasonable.
Dude, that customs line was brutal, but you made it 100% worse on me because you were probably like half an hour ahead of me in line, and we were just talking the whole time through like 500 people, and then every 2 minutes you'd scream, "Hey, Tav, just butt all these people and come join me up here." I'm like, "No, John, shut up."
Why? We know each other. Who cares?
How about those people were getting pretty poo shiesty up there at the front? They were getting pretty feisty.
Yeah, because I let two people in front of me because like we were gonna make our flight, but these people, they boarded like 10 minutes ago, right? Like their plane. So I'm like, yeah. Hey, like let's go. I was in like the last like line of people, so I'm like, okay, like let's go, like let's get you on your plane, right? It's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. These people in front of us. Like in front of me are like, are you kidding me that you're letting them in? I'm like, what time's your flight at? Like same time as ours, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what's the issue here? Like these people are going to miss their actual flight. You know what I mean? I don't know. I thought people were getting a little pissy for no reason.
Yeah, I'd have to agree.
I thought that was brutal.
I sure hope I never end up in Pearson Airport after seeing you guys be there twice in the past month. Like,
yeah. What would you do, Austin? Would you let people go by you or would you just be like, no? Beat it.
I'd probably let people go by. I think if I was gonna make it and they weren't,
yeah of course you have to.
Kind of have to.
It all depends.
I don't understand. It's like you're gonna be sitting here in this line or you're gonna be sitting at your gate. What's the difference?
Yeah. Oh, actually, the craziest thing about Pearson is when I got home, obviously, like the way Pearson's set up, you have to go through like baggage claim to leave, no matter if you have a bag or not. And
like airports,
there's random luggage like everywhere in baggage claim. Like I don't know if you guys have seen the videos on TikTok and stuff,
but yeah, there was like hundreds of bags loose when I went through there too.
Yeah, they're just like against the wall. Like it's like no one knows whose bag this is. They're just on the like along the wall, just piles of bags and luggages.
You should just have to like pay like $50 to take it home.
Yeah, seriously.
Like the Amazon lost items. You're like, yeah, I'll take $50 on the Michael Kors bag.
Pearson's having a garage sale in the baggage claim.
Garage sales.
Yeah, everything must go. Logo. Buy one, get one.
It's crazy.
There. Bidding wars. Got like, a bid on it.
Yeah.
Wars. Yeah, over here.
It's like Happy Gilmore when he gets his grandma's house back, but it gets sold to the other guy. Anyways, Jordan, how was your trip?
Oh man, that was good. I love when you a joke just flops. But anyways,
yeah, it falls flat like a pancake.
Travel was also not too well. I was at my cabin before, so I had a 11-hour drive to my cabin on Wednesday. And then a 11-hour drive home on Saturday. Got home at 10:30, found out someone robbed my bank card, tried to deal with that.
Lovely.
Lovely for a Saturday night, and my flight is at 6 a.m. that Sunday. So then, yeah, woke up at 4 o'clock that morning, got 3.5 hours of sleep, hopped on the plane. Then, yeah, that's about it. Ended up on Saturday. I actually met Frizz there too. So me and Frizz had a nice travel day together.
Nice.
I got a question about Frizz. Did he really eat all those calories in the airport?
Oh yeah.
Trip.
Yep.
That was all in one day.
That was all when we were at the Minneapolis airport.
Oh my, how much money do you think he spent?
The Wendy's,
the Chinese place.
Yeah. The Panda. Cause he got that for lunch. And then as we were leaving, he's like, I'm going to get a salad too.
Jesus, fueling up for a big trip.
It doesn't make any sense too, because he eats like crazy and he's a beanpole.
Yeah. And then, but he brought all those snacks in his backpack, of course.
Oh, okay.
Johnny, I think he goes on periods though when he eats like a bunch, and then he won't eat anything for some days though. I feel like he's very like hardcore either way.
He just spikes his metabolism by fasting like a monk.
Yeah, he'll go like 4 days.
That guy has survival skills.
Okay, Lawson, let's break down your adventure, because you had, how long were you away in total?
Well, I probably spent a whole month in Florida in the past month, it feels like, because pretty much we went to Tampa, and then I flew home, and then went to Naples for a little vacation, and then I flew home, and then I stayed at home for like 10 days, and then I went back to Atlanta and then Tampa. So I still had lost my passport from Nashville trip, or not. Yeah. From Nashville. I still didn't have my passport. So I had to get across the border without one, which thankfully worked. So that was kind of like the first hurdle that I had to get by. So I was like worried I was going to get stopped and not be let in, but luckily I had
questions, or
just like, I just gave him a bunch of paperwork, like my birth certificate and like a photo of my passport, and had like the document saying that I ordered a new one. It hasn't came in yet. So yeah, they let me go through, thankfully. But yeah, it was good after that. Headed to Atlanta, went to that NIL Awards conference for a couple of days. And then me and Dave hung out at his place in Florida for a few days. And so we met you guys in Tampa, but travel was good, really, overall. Had no issues.
So how was obviously we didn't win the award we were up for at the NIL summit. We're kind of choked about that. So it's a little touchy subject, but how was the experience overall? Like, just take us through like one of the days that you were there, just like kind of what you did.
Yeah, it was cooler than I expected it to be, because it was the first time, just for like the viewers. It was like, this is like the first ever for those that don't know about it, NIL is pretty much allows college athletes to make money off of like their personal brands, which is the first year this has ever happened. Something that we're lucky enough to be a part of, because other than that, like people on TikTok or YouTube as college students, you're not allowed to do that. They don't allow you to make like anything. So the reason that, we were nominated, because we got to take part in that and sold merch and did some brand deals and everything. So the first time this awards thing has gone on, wasn't sure what it was going to be like, but it actually turned out to be really cool. They had like a red carpet, like photographers and everything. That
was a pretty good insta pic.
Yeah.
They got a good shot of me. I didn't think they would. I had the Top Gun mustache, and I was feeling a little messy, so I wasn't sure I was going to turn out, but
no, you look good.
Yeah. That was a good picture.
What was the coolest thing? Like, I guess I have two questions. What was the coolest thing that you enjoyed about it? And then what was like, if there was any like cool influencers that you met while you were there, or that were there, maybe that not necessarily that you met?
Yeah, I think the coolest part was probably just being there, knowing that it's like you're surrounded, like the first night you walk in, everyone's like dressed up and you're just there with all these other college athletes from all these like way bigger schools in the States, and we're like the only D3 school, and kind of just being surrounded by all these people that just did what you were doing for the past year. And they were like kind of the best of it. So it was cool just to be in that atmosphere around all these other creators and and they're like good athletes too. Like Sedona was there. I saw her. I was too scared to photo though. I was kind of chickened out. I was so tempted. I did want to get a picture with her, but
you on Team USA.
Sedona Prince. Yeah. She's a basketball player.
Yeah.
She was pretty big on TikTok, so didn't get the photo. Shaquille O'Neal's son was there.
Oh yeah.
Sharif. He was there. Tim Tebow. Those are like the big names there.
Cool.
But didn't get the picks, so
that's awesome. That's was there like an after party or anything like that?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, the first day there was because they had the red carpet, and then they had the awards, and then after that they had like the after party. Shut down at 11 though, so it wasn't like maybe the after parties you're used to, but it was it was
I guess like.
It was NCAA rules, eh?
I guess we would be, if we all went, like, we would be, like, the only people, or one of the only people over 21 there, no?
There was probably, like, yeah, I don't really know. I think it was kind of maybe half and half, but I do know that they're not that strict on it, I don't think. I don't know.
What do you think people would have thought if all 10 of us were there together as the same group? Like, I assume there wasn't many groups of people that were more than one or two people.
No, there we would have been
hysterical.
The life of the party, guarantee
it. I feel like everyone would have known who we were.
I think probably. Like, but that was one thing that surprised me, Johnny, was like there's a lot of people there that weren't nominated, so they weren't like creators or anything. Yeah. They were just like people like from the schools that went to these like bigger schools, and the schools just paid for them to go just to more so like experience it. So some of them, or a good chunk of them, had not much social media background, but I think if we were there, we would have been definitely the only group of creators, and we probably would have stuck out like a sore thumb at a gala with a bunch of other college students
dancing and yucking it up, Tamer.
Yeah, we normally just stick out wherever we go because we just yuck it up as a group and we just stick to each other and
do embarrassing. Their schools paid for them to go.
They sure did, Johnny.
Oh yeah, interesting.
Interesting. That's interesting.
That is very interesting.
Anyways, Lawson, before we get into the trip, I want to give you the opportunity to redeem yourself on a story that was told about you on this podcast about 2.5 to 3 weeks ago. I want to give you the opportunity. I'm going to give you the floor, and you're going to tell your side of it, because I know that Johnny spoke for you when we were in Tampa. Or no, when we were in Fort Lauderdale. And I want you to tell your side of the story, because we chatted about this last week. And I just want you to have the opportunity to come clean and just tell your side of the story.
Oh, I appreciate that. You know, Johnny's a great storyteller, as we know, and he goes right into the details. But so the story Johnny told was after a night in Tampa. He used the word, I don't know what words he quite have used, but the words he should have used was fell asleep in the car on the way back home. So we had a long night and obviously busy day. We worked all day. And then I got Johnny the Uber. As nice as I am, I got the Uber for Johnny and we hopped in. And then it was a long drive, you know, car rides, you get sleepy. It's late at night. And I fell asleep and I left Johnny chatting with the Uber like what he does best.
Yeah.
So I had a bad choice of words there, because when I say passed out, that means sleep, obviously. That was just a poor choice of words on my end.
It's a poor choice of words.
I was rattled at you for leaving me to talk to that guy, because again, we were talking about like engineering and stuff, and I'm like at 5:30 in the morning, not in the mood.
Not your forte. Hey, Johnny, you don't know much about engineering.
Well, it wouldn't have made a difference if it was at 1 p.m, but at that time too, not happening. No thanks, buddy.
A little bit of mush brain, would you say?
Oh yeah. I mean, I had freaking mashed potato head.
There was brain fog. There was definitely some brain fog in that car.
Yeah, the best though was getting back to the hotel and then just seeing you guys like crushing your, like you just finished crushing your pizza. And then I brought more up.
Anyways, I just wanted to give Lawson the opportunity to redeem himself and tell the truth.
Yeah, no hard feelings, Johnny. It's all good.
What did I lie about?
You didn't lie about anything. It's just sometimes when you know how news reporters are sometimes, you know.
I had a poor choice of words, yeah.
Poor choice of words. And, like, the scenario that we were leaving the Hard Rock whatever hotel at 5 a.m. was just the poor choice of words is using passed out because people just assume. And you know what happens when you assume, right, Johnny?
Hey, that's why I don't do it.
What happens when you assume?
Make an ass.
Of you and me.
And me.
Yes, sir. Bye. All right, anyways.
That was a good one. I never heard that.
Oh, really?
That's a very well-known.
Oh, I used to get that all the time.
My dad has taught me that.
Same.
Your dad teach you that one too?
Yeah.
That's a dad term to teach your son for sure.
100%.
They just wait until the first time their boy says the word assume or they assume something just so they can pull that one out.
Yeah, you have to like kind of force your son to assume something wrong, and then you just and then you like bury them with that after.
It's like a milestone in being a father.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you assumed you were getting a ride home from hockey practice, huh? Well, guess what happens when you assume? You make an ass of you and me. So now you're walking home. Get the hell out of here.
That's after a shit game.
Yeah.
You're minus four.
Yeah. You're like, oh, after the first, he's gone. You're looking for your dad in the stands in a second. You're like,
oh, you're 23 years old.
He's like, who's going to untie my skates?
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now, listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
How about Tampa?
Yeah, let's get into it. Let's get into our trip.
Yeah.
So first day we got there, we just kind of posted up. We just caught up with each other. Hadn't seen each other in a while, so we just hung out. Awesome. First of all, we got to talk about the hotel we stayed in because we got a bone to pick with Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he picked the pet-friendly hotel because he had a pet.
Yeah, and that's just you just can't be doing that on a guy's trip. Like, come on.
You can't put your cat in your cat's litter box.
Yeah, and the hotel was great. Don't get me wrong, but you can't downgrade hotels because you have a cat.
Yeah.
Johnny, you guys didn't have to sleep with the cat, though.
Yeah.
Every single morning, man. This is what I heard. Like at like multiple times at like 6, 7, 8, and 9 in the morning was either like the guy was digging a hole to China in his litter box. First of all, that's what he would start with. And then he'd run around on the suitcases and like make noises on the water bottles, meowing around. That was probably at 7. And then by 8 o'clock, he'd be pretty much by my head, hopping on my pillow on my head. And then he'd like jump in the bed from like 8 till 9.
With his poo-poo paws.
Did he do the old?
Yeah, that is exactly the noise. Yeah, that's the noise.
He doesn't meow.
For our listeners that don't know, Dave's cat Mort is a street cat, and it literally doesn't know how to meow. So no, Mort do it. This is what
Dave
he
says. He was rat. He was raised by raccoons because, apparently he knows that somehow.
That's very accurate.
Because that were listening. When he adopted them, he had to adopt them from the family of raccoons. Like he had to pay off the family of raccoons and stuff to get Morty.
Or they were gonna rob his house or something.
Yeah, they were gonna come in and go through his garbage or something.
I remember hearing that story.
Yeah. So Mort actually sounds like a bird. Like,
mm-hmm.
It kind of stunk in your room because of the cat a little bit, Lawson. Hey.
Yeah. At least you can get used to that.
Yeah, I feel bad for you. Anyways, it's okay. So yeah, the first day we kind of just we didn't really have a plan because everyone was arriving. We just kind of chilled. We went to the pool, which was empty at our hotel, of course, in Florida in the summer. It was awesome. What did we do at night? We went we found some dinner at Split Hill. Oh yeah, hot start to our trip.
Went to a bowling alley.
Yeah, here
took
we are.
Guys out to the bowling alley for dinner.
We had dinner at a bowling alley. Out of all the places in Tampa, actually, I'm gonna come clean. I thought that place was actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little overpriced for what we got. That's just
it was decent. They were like frozen. I don't like their French fries were just like any other French fry. Like it was like a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Like that's how like it was like decent for what it was.
Like literally a bowling alley.
Yeah. No, we're not picky, but like when it comes to bowling alley food, then we start getting our backs up a little bit.
Yeah, we're not picky because we ate at the same restaurant for 8 times in 3 days when we were in Tampa the week or in Fort Lauderdale.
That's a good point. Yeah. When we find something we like, we just stick to it. That's like the breakfast. We went out to breakfast at First Watch. Yeah, like 6 days out of three. We were there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Literally. That place was unreal, though.
That place was good.
We went there for breakfast every day. We went there like 6 times in 3 days.
Yeah. It was awesome.
We had a lot of breakfast.
So then the second day loss, what did we do when we got up?
That was the day where we did more work that day.
Right. Long day. Some
photos in the afternoon. We filmed a couple of TikTok videos that day. It was super hot. It was like crazy hot.
Disgusting.
Guys are getting a little grouchy because it was really hot. I mean, not the smartest idea to film from 1 till 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. in Tampa in the middle of summer. Learned our lesson there, but we got it done. And then
it's got to get done. We got to get the work done. It doesn't matter.
What do you guys think of that? I think it was fine.
I thought it went pretty well. I feel like we walked all over that city. Like name a street, we probably walked down it that whole trip, eh?
Yeah.
We were walking a lot, man. We walked.
I feel like we were just walking in circles though. But it also felt like we weren't.
I kind of like that though. I kind of like the fact that like Tampa's not a big city. So like it was nice the fact that we could walk literally anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. It's like it's kind of like a smaller city feel. You can walk from, well, I don't really know, actually. We just walked from where we needed to go to where we needed to go.
Not like you could walk everywhere in that city. Yeah. That's all we did.
We have a new favorite place that we like to go in Tampa now.
Oh, yeah.
It's called Hat Tricks.
Yeah. Shout out to Hat Tricks.
That is the best bar in the world.
Yeah. Where are we on our trip? We did the TikToks.
We did the TikToks and we went into the game on Monday.
We did like a meet and greet kind of thing outside the rink. Not really a meet and greet, but like we were outside the rink for the game.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
There were some fans out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We met some great people out there. It started raining on us. So luckily that they have, so this was at the watch party at the Lightning game and it started to rain. So there's like people everywhere outside. There's like nowhere to go. Everyone brought umbrellas, but we did not bring umbrellas because why would we?
Yeah.
We'll figure out a different way to avoid the rain. Mm-hmm. So there was a seat inside kind of underneath where they sell food for that. Then we just hung out there until the start of the period. But you guys had a little bit different experience.
Yeah. Johnny and I,
We went into the game.
Yeah. We had credentials. We're not sure how it worked to get us in the game, but you just flashed them at the front door and they let us walk right in. So, that was the fun part. And,
me and Yelly were in there too.
Jordo and Yelly were in, on the Lightning tickets. So we had some fun inside. And then after the second, we all just came out cause you guys were all hanging out outside. So
yeah.
It seemed a lot like the atmosphere outside was like pretty good for being watching the TV.
Yeah, it was. It was like, I was thinking about this too, and not like it was not fun inside, but that outdoor was like really fun. And it was great. Cause you didn't feel bad necessarily if you weren't tuned in the whole time. It was more like watching the game with your buddies on like a patio kind of a thing. And you had the big screen in front of you. But you didn't have to be dialed in because when you're inside, you feel like you're missing out when you like got these tickets, right? You don't want to miss a shift.
Right. Exactly.
Feel bad if you miss a shift, but they're both great.
And then after the watch party, that's when the fun really started. We walked over to American Social, had a few drinks there, and then we made our way down to Soho.
Yeah.
Which was fun. Our night got ended early thanks to Marty.
Marty got us kicked out.
That was the most ridiculous thing ever. Cause yeah, we all got politely asked to leave because apparently we were having too much fun with each other.
Literally. Cause we were dancing.
Yeah.
That's why.
And like, it was like just the 10 of us on the dance floor too. So
yeah,
like that's the most embarrassing part.
Yeah. 10, 24, 25 year olds jumping around.
Yeah.
And like literally only with each other. Like
just no being one goofballs.
Yeah. These
guys come over and just escort us out. And we're like, what'd we do? Like, did someone say something? He goes, no, we just saw you.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I'm like, oh yeah, we can't occupy your bar.
We're like, oh, okay, well, we're just going to go home now.
That was actually the place in town that had the cheapest beer. They were like $3 there. So they're probably worried we're going to just put them out of business.
Oh, that place was slowly turning into a Boston Pizza.
Well, that place was already a Boston Pizza as soon as we entered there. It was Fishbowl Friday.
Oh, yeah. No, that fridge was going to be pretty, pretty dry at the end.
Yeah, so then we shut her down for the night, went back home to the hotel. What did we do the next day? The next day was the day off in between games. So we woke up. Some guys were in the gym. Some guys went to breakfast.
No.
Am I on the right day or am I on the wrong day?
Gym was Monday.
Wrong morning. I forget what we did because that was the...
We went to first watch. I know we went to first watch.
We went to Yeoman's on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Where I don't know what we did before that, but that was a great place. We got treated. So there's a restaurant that slid in the DMs and invited us to play some games and like, what do you want to call those things?
They're like golf simulators, basically, but they're for all sports. So it's like a big screen and you can like play football, hockey, golf, soccer, baseball.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet
actually. We all threw our shoulders out trying to out pitch one of another.
Cuddy taught me how to throw a ball.
Oh yeah, that's in the vlog, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that'll be in the vlog.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to throw a ball.
Oh man, that was tough.
That was bad. He thought I was kidding.
No, I did too.
I think we all did, Johnny.
Yeah, isn't that? I didn't know that.
I thought you threw a brick or something. That's how.
Judging by your physique.
Well, I don't play like sports with a ball. I don't know.
Yeah, but you're in it.
Oh, that was good. Hey, Marty, just be an athlete for like 5 minutes, please.
Yeah. That place was unreal, though. They were super nice. That place was actually really cool inside too. Like I would go in there just to hang out.
Good wings.
Great. Mm-hmm. Wings. Yeah, real good wings.
Those good nachos too.
Great nachos.
I think Batesy ate all the chicken tenders though, so I don't know how those were.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't have a chance to try those.
Hey, when we were taking a picture, because remember they served us the food and then like the social media people came out to take a picture with us.
Yeah.
So like that was a bad time because it was like 2 minutes after they gave us the food, right? But it's whatever. It's not a big deal. We're like, yeah, sure. Batesy's beside me and he's got his arm around us. And I look in his hand and he's making a fist and like inside of it is a chicken tender that he's trying to hide in this picture.
That's hilarious.
I hope that picture makes it on the social media so I can see a chicken finger in Batesy's
hand. Just fully gripping a chicken tender, like all the grease on his hand.
Everyone's got nacho cheese spread all over their face.
Yeah, Dave was like, I'd shake your hand, but I got sour cream all over my
I was eating a wing when they came out. Like sauce everywhere is gross.
And then after that, we walked on back to the water. We hopped on a little boat with a, what is it called? The pirate tiki? Tiki pirate?
Pirate tikis, yeah.
Yeah.
We hopped on a little cruise there. We went down the bay, saw some cool houses, some interesting landmarks, bumped some tunes.
That was fun.
Pretty relaxing evening.
Yeah.
The best part on the tiki boat was that when there was another group on the tiki boat, so if we'd ever pass a tiki boat, we would just all go to the edge and we just mean mug them.
Yeah. We wouldn't say a word and they'd
not wave and smile.
They're trying to like be friendly and wave and we're just like legit mean mug. We're mad dogging them.
Yeah.
Because we're pirates. I don't think the other tiki boats were called pirate tiki, right?
No, we got to sink their boat.
Yeah, like we're literally here to hijack your boat.
Yeah.
Send them to the bottom.
Like we're Jack Sparrow in that boat.
Yeah. Have you seen our Jack Sparrow run?
We were the Black Pearl.
Anyways, I thought that was a pretty, that wasn't too hot on there either. It was like kind of like evening, sun was setting. It was kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. That was, yeah, it was amazing.
Following the tiki boat was the most all-time night at Hat Tricks.
Oh my God.
That was the most fun ever. Like it was, everyone was just having a good time. It was,
yeah, we just had a great time. The joke of the trip turned into Irish car bombs because
that's whatever in Fort Lauderdale.
Was it?
That okay, so that joke.
We didn't have one though.
No, we didn't have one, but the joke from Fort Lauderdale was this guy, because like,
oh yeah, I remember this.
Who the heck goes out to a bar, like, or a nightclub, sorry, and orders an Irish car bomb? Like, that's a little,
yeah, no,
like, if you do that, sure, whatever floats your boat, but like, it's a little strange, I would say. Mm-hmm. Right,
yeah. Fair? Yeah, I would never go and have that.
A little strange to have that oil in your gut, but
yeah, it's like motor oil.
For those of you listening that don't know what an Irish car bomb is, it's a 3/4 pint of Guinness with a shot of Jameson and a shot of Irish cream, and you have to drink it all at once. So not a cool drink to just casually have. And
no, it's not a White Claw.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not a beer. Like, it's
by
not,
no means.
It's not like having a Bud Light. But this guy at the club we were at in Fort Lauderdale, that's like, me and Frizz noticed, like, it's all this guy was ordering. So like, that was the joke. And then we took that joke pretty seriously at Hat Tricks. So,
and made Cuddy buy them all.
Yeah, Cuddy's idea to order them. And then they showed up at the table.
Yeah.
And we all kind of looked at each other like, what is this? And then he's like, car bombs. And we're like, all right, let's hop on board. And then that's the night just skyrocketed from there.
Yeah,
and
we could have got our Irish passports at the end of the night.
Yeah, we could have been honorary. Yeah. What are they called? Irelanders.
Speaking of that, I started watching Peaky Blinders.
Unreal.
For the first time, yeah, I'm on like episode 5.
From the beginning?
Yeah, I didn't see any of it. So
I haven't either.
You're gonna like it.
You don't watch TV.
Netflix isn't TV.
What do you watch on TV then?
No, I don't. I mean, like, I think you can watch Netflix but not watch TV.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a different story. If you're like into Netflix, that's, to me, that's maybe a little different.
So, what do you watch on Netflix?
Oh, I don't do that either. I just had to clarify. I didn't watch TV.
I know.
But also, I mean, I did watch Netflix, but lately I haven't gotten into any good shows. But
so you don't think watching Netflix is considered watching TV?
Because the reason, Johnny, is because I don't have a TV at my place in my apartment, but I could still watch Netflix. So that's like on my laptop, which is not a TV. Watching Netflix.
Okay,
I got a point.
I see. Maybe it's just like the device. I'm saying that it's not actually on the TV.
Interesting,
but you could categorize.
When was the last time you turned on a TV and just sat on the couch and watched something?
And it wasn't at the Marriott. And yeah, you were like forced to do it.
No, like you by yourself turned the TV on.
Probably to watch the Tampa game with Dave.
Okay, fair.
That was probably playoffs.
Other than that, though, like what would you say other than that? Because that's kind of like for work.
Yeah, no, I don't turn on the TV.
I love it.
I would watch Netflix.
That's okay. Why you're the boss.
Yeah, that's why you're the boss, man. You're just dialed at all times.
Just TVs. Do you guys turn on the TV often?
No, like every day, probably like 2 or 3 hours.
Every morning.
And then like, what do you watch?
Imagine if your TV had a screen time. Like your phone.
Oh my God. Especially because I fall asleep with it on. So it literally stays on until I wake up.
See, I rather watch YouTube than TV. Okay. Like I rather go down like a YouTube rabbit hole, like at night, than like go go to bed with my TV on.
Are you
that's
watching
my,
like
that's my thing.
Are you watching like influencers on YouTube, or are you watching like kind of like tutorial videos on how to do stuff?
No, I'd watch like vlogs and stuff.
Okay, so who's your favorite vlogger other than yourself and the hockey guys?
Probably Mike Malak.
I was gonna say him too.
I like his stuff too.
I do like his stuff a lot. Yeah,
I watched a lot of his stuff lately.
Is that the one who's on with Jake Paul?
Logan, but yeah.
Logan. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I mean, whenever Jake or Logan come out with a vlog, I usually watch those as well. Don't watch as much Nelk though anymore. Just too long now for me to.
Yeah, 30-minute vid.
Well, they're only coming out with like one or two a week or every couple of weeks, right? Or something like that. They're like not spacing them out once a week anymore.
Yeah, and they're not even like pranks anymore. Like their one they dropped yesterday was like 10 different clips of like 3 minutes long in different cities doing different things. It was,
I think they're branching off and doing all their own stuff.
They don't need to do that really much to, yeah. I think they got it going in other areas now.
All right. Speaking of rabbit holes, we are down one right now. We're still talking about Tampa.
Yeah. I love a good rabbit hole.
So then the next day was our last day in Tampa, and that was the game day. So we woke up, went to First Watch again because the boys were hungry, of course. And then
I left at 5 a.m. that morning.
Oh yeah, you left. That's right.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I didn't even notice.
No, I knew you left anyways.
Yeah.
And then we went out to lunch at that sick spot, Lawson. Remember the farmer's harvest?
Oh yeah, Naked Farmer.
Naked Farmer, yeah.
Great place. That was the best food I've had all week for sure. That was awesome.
Of course.
What are the odds?
No, Marty, he's saying that because we were finally eating something healthy.
Yeah,
we
were saving, Marty.
It saving was like, all the videos and the good food.
It was like cabbage and like
my departure.
It was like cabbage and
kale. What you like kale salad?
What else don't you like? You like kale
salad's unreal.
Tomatoes, onions.
Yeah, there was a bunch of tomatoes and onions and
all mushrooms. That's all they served there. Yeah,
it was a lot of undercooked chicken.
Oh,
and medium rare steak.
Oh my god,
you would have hated it. But yeah, then we went. What did we do after that? Back to the hotel.
Sorry, I froze.
No, you're good. What did we do after farmers, Naked Farmer? We went back to the hotel.
Regroup,
and then geared up for game four.
Yeah.
And then, so we walked to the rink for game four. We were in the arena this time. The Lightning were amazing. They hooked us up pretty nicely. We were in the same kind of lounge area we were last time. And I think this time at the game, it was kind of nice. We just got to sit back and like, just really kind of take in the atmosphere and watch the game. Like, what did you think about that loss?
It was a little bit better of an experience than having to, not like I wouldn't say better, but more relaxing or more easy, kind of chill, just for, especially for like a game like that where you could actually watch and enjoy it. Cause usually when we go to those games, we're pretty much have 5 minutes each period and then we have to move somewhere to go and do something. So
right.
I enjoyed it a lot, just being able to enjoy the game for most of it.
Did you guys know right away that the overtime goal was in?
No idea.
I think I was standing beside Cuddy and we could see the puck in the top of the net. And we were like, is that the puck? And Stamkos like grabbed it and like, out. And then we're like, okay, yeah, game over.
Wow.
Cause at first, like the way Vasilevsky like squeezed his arm, I thought it went in so quick that like, it looked like he made that arm save. And then I don't even think Kadri knew that it went in.
I don't think so either.
He didn't. There were so many different videos I seen like where he was like getting ready to go change because he had given up on looking, and then everyone just hopped the bench and jumped him.
Yeah.
Realizing that he had scored.
Kind of sick though, coming back from that injury and then burying the OT winner.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
And then, the Avalanche went on to win the cup.
Yeah.
That was kind of nice to see. I mean, I love Tampa. Like, they're my favorite team, but, changing of the guard, cool way to do it. Lots of guys that you can root for in that team too.
Oh, for sure. I just felt really bad for Corey Perry.
Yeah, man. Did you watch the game, John?
I went to bed after the second.
Wow. Of a Stanley Cup.
Well, I had to get up early.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't have suffered it for one more period, eh?
For what? Did you have to watch your shifts or something?
Yeah.
Watch my shifts.
You can go on sport contract after and review your shifts from November.
Yeah.
Did you guys see too when they dented the cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That was a guy that didn't even play. He was hurt.
Yeah.
He tripped and fell. Just buried the cup. Anyways, I'm sure.
Do you guys know how that works? Like, do they, like, are there there's multiple cups, right? Or do they fix that one or what?
There's two cups. One's the replica and it never leaves the Hall of Fame.
But there's only two.
So the one that they dented would have had to, I don't know if it flew right away, but in the next day or the day after, they fly it to Toronto, repair it, and then fly it right back to Colorado in the same day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Phil sent it down, eh?
And Mike.
Yeah, yeah, Phil. Phil and Mike.
Mr. Bull.
Like, oh, guys.
Keep the cup. Anyways. Marty, do you have the winner of the No Bad Days playoff bracket pulled up?
Yeah, there was that same person.
What's the username? We'll give him a shout out.
Gritty's Fan Club.
Well, Gritty's Fan Club. How many points did they end up with?
373.
What second place got? What was that? Yeah,
second. It was a tie for second with 335. Not Your Mom's playoff bracket and KE29 Kelly 29.
Okay. Well, shout out to Gritty's Fan Club by winning by 40 points. So shout out to whoever you are. I don't think it's actually Gritty. So if it is, that's Gritty. But yeah, that was fun. We'll do more stuff like that in the future. Do you guys want to do like five questions before we wrap it up? I got questions here on the Instagram.
Yeah.
I'll do five.
Yeah.
Quick fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. It's just like a quick answer kind of thing. All right. A couple people just wanted to wish you a happy birthday too, Jordo. We didn't touch on that. So
yeah. Thanks.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. We had a great day.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah. It was good. I went and skated with Austin.
What a treat.
Yeah. Made a TikTok with him.
Yeah.
What a birthday.
Yeah. Sure he got you something nice.
It was right. Great.
First question.
To a local convenience store and got you something.
Since you guys probably brought back a lot of souvenirs from Tampa, what has been your favorite souvenir that you guys have brought home so far from this trip from Tampa, especially during the playoffs? Sending much love from Illinois. Love you guys. Love you too, Baser.
Ooh. Love you. Love you.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, we get that a lot. No, I love you, Tavern and Marty. Ever,
you guys buy any souvenirs?
No.
I think that
I know what mine is. My favorite.
Go ahead.
My souvenir, my favorite, kind of like all trips though too, is the credentials. I love keeping the credentials. Same.
That's what I was gonna say.
Did you get to keep yours?
No, I didn't get to. I have all the other ones.
No, yeah, that's my favorite. Or just like, I'm a big experience guy. I just, my mind is like a steel trap. So I just keep everything up there. I don't need stupid souvenirs to remind me of times because they're just locked into my head.
My Yeoman shirt too.
Oh yeah, the Yeoman shirt.
Yeah,
I actually like mine too.
I didn't get one.
I didn't get one either.
They were all in the cat room.
Oh yeah, probably.
I saw yours, Johnny. It was in the bottom of Mort's litter box.
Yeah. Well, I wore two of them. My one had my original Yeoman shirt had Irish Car Bomb on it, so I threw it out and I took a new one.
That's fair. You can have mine, Lawson. I'm not mad at you.
Yeah, actually, Tavern, I think once Mort was done with mine, he went and laid down on yours. So
probably, yeah.
That cat had
a better vacation than any of us.
Yeah, that shirt now comes with a stuffy nose.
Yeah,
cat hair on it.
All right, next question. If you had to tattoo one memory from the trip, what would it be?
I already have it. The Marriott.
No, like Tampa trip, buddy. We didn't stay at the Marriott. We stayed at a, whatever it was. If you had to tattoo one memory.
I would get the Hattricks logo. Right across my back.
I'd get a big Stanley Cup right on my back, like the full size of my back. You can read. I get a life-size Stanley Cup tattoo on my body so I could read all the names on it.
Hattricks probably too.
Hattricks?
Yeah.
What would you get, Loss?
I'd something with Hattricks too, yeah.
Can I change mine? I would get a bottle of Guinness tattooed on my forearm.
Yeah.
Guinness is beer, though.
No, but like with the Irish, with like the Jameson stuff in it.
Yeah, and then I was going to say with a bottle of JMO and a bottle of Irish cream hopping
in. Yeah, exactly.
That's really clever.
That's a good question. Like, what? Okay, let's actually take it seriously. You'd actually get the Hattricks logo?
Well, if she's saying based off a great memory, then yeah, Hattricks.
Okay, fair.
Yeah,
I'm not actually going to get it.
I don't think. Yeah, I think I'd be in trouble if I got that.
I don't think your parents would be too happy with you getting an Irish car bomb on you.
No. Okay, this one's an opinion question. I'm going to Canada on Sunday. Any Canadian drink recommendations?
Paralyzer.
What the hell is that?
The hell is Paralyzer?
Maybe it's a math.
You guys not know. You know, we had this conversation, I think, beforehand. Yeah, we
did. Is that the one with the chocolate milk?
No, it's milk. Milk, rum, Coke, ice, and some kind of liqueur.
Oh, it's like an alcohol drink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I was thinking like other.
Are you talking about like an energy drink?
Plus, you know what they are? Right?
Hey, John, you can agree with this. The peach juice from Tim Hortons.
Yeah. Get one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unreal.
Unreal. Lots of sugar, though, so don't have too many of them.
Or get a Canadian iced tea from McDonald's. Like, or we just call it iced tea, but go to McDonald's and get an iced tea. It's really good.
Dollar drink summer days, too.
Yeah.
Okay, this one's another one. Random kind of. If you had a chance to change your fate, would you?
I don't know what that means.
Like, if you had to, it basically means like if you had the chance to change your future.
How do we know what our futures are, though?
You'd see it and then you could decide to change it, I guess. I don't know.
If you could see it and it's bad, I mean, why wouldn't you change it?
Right now, you can't see it. Whatever happens, happens.
I don't really know. I don't really know what fate, like, I don't know the definition of fate, really. So,
yeah, that's a hard question.
Yeah,
they stumped us on that one.
Yeah. Next.
Good question. Just don't have the brain capacity to answer it at this time.
Yeah.
None of us do.
We like one hitters.
Yeah.
Bang,
bang, bang.
We're more of a what's your favorite color type of people.
Yeah.
And we'll answer it again and again and again and again.
Yeah, I'll retweet that one. Okay, let's do one more if I can find one here. Oh, Jackie Friesen always responds to the stories. God, I can't find one. Hold on. Ah, the request messages.
There we go. There it is right there.
These are all comments, though. It's a thing.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, I got one. No, I don't. Never mind. It's another comment. Okay, here, I got one. Johnny, this is a question for you, completely random too. Well, I guess it's a question for all of us, but why are the Maple Leafs called Leafs and not Leaves? Because it's plural.
I don't know.
Yeah, you have to take that one up with Mr. Dubas, huh?
Yeah.
What a question. Yeah, I thought there was a punchline to that. I thought it was
going to be. Can you repeat it? I froze, I think.
It was said, why are the Maple Leafs called Leafs and not Leaves? Because it's plural.
Oh. That's a crazy question. And I never would even known that.
Yeah.
That's it's just a name, man. Like, I don't know.
Like, Leafs is not a word, is that what they're saying?
Yeah, no, Leafs, like the plural of Leaf is Leeds with a V. But the NHL team's called the Leafs with an F and an S.
Yeah.
Which is not a word, really.
Yeah, they should be Maple Leaves.
No, we are in these parts of Ontario, we believe.
Okay. Hey, okay, last one. What's your favorite activity to do as a group?
Go to Hat Tricks.
Probably goof around.
Yeah, mine's just yuck it up with the boys.
We can literally sit anywhere and talk about anything for 4 hours and have our stomachs hurting from laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Playing ball hockey.
And then when it's time to go somewhere, like, we get pissed because, like, we kind of, like, we're enjoying our time.
Yeah, just yucking it up. I actually went back, like, 2 days ago and watched those old videos Lawson made of, like, right when we started the Hockey Guys on our Instagram reel. And it's like, we're the Hockey Guys. And it's like all our old memories from sophomore year. And it's just us, like, COVID, peak COVID. And it's like all of us in the Marriott just laughing at the dumbest shit. It's so funny.
Yeah, because we weren't allowed to go anywhere. So we literally had to entertain ourselves.
It's a lot to go back to, I think, like, not in that COVID, because it was obviously COVID, but that era of life was, I would think that was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember those videos we used to do where it's like you go left or right for something?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's tricky.
Yeah, those are all in there.
Oh, like, there's so much excitement. There's so much excitement in that.
Yeah, we'd be like, oh, which way are you going? Like, yeah.
And then we'd all sit on our phones for 3 hours after and read comments.
Yeah. We'd be like, oh my God, this person thinks I'm cute.
I didn't have TikTok yet, so I'd be like, oh, what are they saying?
Yeah. Then we had to force you to download it.
Like, Lawson's like, Johnny, like, I suggest you get the app.
Finally.
I suggest. And by suggest, I mean, like, you need to get the app.
Yeah, like, just fucking download the thing.
Be in this group, you need the app, TikTok.
That is true. If you're going to be in a TikTok group, you should have the app on your phone, right?
Yeah, that's bare minimum.
Yeah, it should be, like, in the fine print somewhere.
Somewhere.
All right, let's wrap it up. Lawson, thanks for your time. This was fun.
For sure. It was a blast.
Maybe in another year, we'll have you on again.
Episode 99.
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah,
49.
It'd be like 98 and a half or something like that, but
hey, because you're the boss, we'll give you the GOAT episode 99.
Okay.
Give you Wayne up.
Or would you rather be the 100th? Would you rather be the 100th episode?
No, you can have, like, someone cooler on for that.
Okay, like Cuddy.
We should be able to get someone cool.
Yeah, we'll ask one of the boys if they're free.
Yeah. It's actually funny. You haven't been on here in a year, and you're like our 11th guest of the podcast. So that's sweet.
So,
All right, buddy.
Only more guests to come.
Yeah, we got to get this thing rolling with guests. All right, guys, take care.
Thanks. Good.
See ya.
Good epi. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to download.
Yeah.
Free download, like,
review. Yeah. And follow Lawson on Instagram.
Yeah.
And TikTok. And me too. At Tavern.
And Will.
At Tavern to 10K.
Yeah. Get me to 10K. I need it bad.
And if you can, unfollow Frizz.
Yeah. And we'll donate 25 cents to everyone that unfollows Frizz. All right. Cheers, fellas. Bye.
Yeah. See you. See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.